This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
Ah, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, man.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Becky Lynn.
Happy Friday.
I'm so glad that I don't have to see Becky's hair anymore after today.
I know. It's going to look great next week.
What, are you getting it cut?
Did.
She getting it
you
did?
Getting it
I'm
did?
Getting it did and dud and okay. done and do and everything else.
You're probably safe. I don't think the hair salons are going to close anytime soon. Even though the numbers are horrific in Arizona, I don't think the governor's ready to do anything to stop the numbers. So I think you're safe getting a haircut.
My appointments are all before the next press conference, so I know I'm safe.
Oh,
so.
Good. Why don't we go through some of
His
that
next
press conference
is Tuesday at 1 in the morning. It's RSVP, and he will let you guys know where it's going to be about 5 minutes before.
He'll let you know at 12:50. Gosh. So yesterday, I mean, I don't know about you, man. But my phone was blowing up. My Twitter was blowing up. DMs, texts. I mean, after Ducey's press conference where he announced he's not taking any action on COVID in Arizona, I don't know if my phone's ever blown up like that. Saying,
"You and I got the same."
Right? It was shocking.
And you know what? You got a lot from here. I got a lot from a lot of other listeners and stations across the country who asked me to come do some stuff for them about what's that all about?
Yeah.
Like it was bad. And then we got a hilarious meme sent to us by somebody who I will say loves Ducey.
True.
And
it was brutal.
Yeah, it was brutal.
There were curse words.
There were cursed words.
But what did we find out yesterday from the governor?
First, I want to say that I've got a relationship with the president, and when there's a need in Arizona, I talk to him directly. We've had so much outreach personally from both the president and the vice president that I had to change the ringtone on my phone, and it rings "Hail to the Chief." Because I didn't want to miss another phone call directly from the White House.
Boy, if those two guys are just in bed together, why aren't we getting any help? And why are we like the worst in the...
Because there's nothing to see here. If you've ever seen South Park, Officer Bob Brady, he's the guy that controls everything. The world could be coming.
I'm Officer Bob Brady.
Yeah, behind, the world's falling apart. Nothing to see here.
Right.
That's Trump right now. Nothing to see here.
It's Ducey now, too.
Well, why? Because Trump's probably going, "Hey, I just ignore it. They ask you a question, tell them something different.
Ignore it.
Just ignore it. Just tell them the numbers are going down. Find something that fits the narrative. You just ignore it, and I'll text you later."
What do you think Trump's ringtone for Ducey is? See, that's the question that no one wants to answer. I mean, that's the question that I would have asked yesterday at the press conference. If Governor, if you now have a personalized ringtone when the president calls you and bosses you around and then you do whatever he wants.
Like, that's a good question. What do you think it could be?
I'm going to go with this one.
My boo, now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eye.
My boo,
even though we used to
argue, sing it, Chad.
It's all right, my boo.
I love my boo.
I like. Could have been Secret Lover.
Secret Lover. That's what you are.
Oh, my goodness. He is.
I don't know when this happened, by the way.
Yeah, because we talk about, like, the first several times Trump came out here, Ducey was cordial, but an arm's length.
Oh, yeah.
The last several times, Ducey has been up in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Something happened right around May, because Ducey was doing a good job with COVID right up until about May. I mean, he made some good decisions. There was no question about it. And I was looking at this man. I'm saying, okay, we're in a really bad spot. Maybe we've got a good leader here. He's done good stuff for Arizona. But I know that Trump and him spoke around May. Everything went down the tube.
Everything went down the tube after those two spoke.
And it is weird.
Is there a promising of something?
Oh, there has to be. And I didn't think Ducey was that guy. I thought Ducey would say, "Listen, I'll handle Trump. I'll deal with Trump. Sometimes I'll get on stage with him. Sometimes I'll stay away." That's all gone.
Yeah.
And I'm really surprised about that. I was completely wrong. I thought that Ducey would steer us in the right direction when it came to COVID, no matter how bad Trump was. But it's clear that Ducey is steering us right into an iceberg. And there's not one person around him that's speaking up saying, "You're doing a horrible job."
Yeah.
I mean, that press conference yesterday was as infuriating as anything I've seen this year. and we had to carry a lot of Trump press conferences. These things have now gotten as bizarre as the Trump press conferences used to be.
At least with the Trump press conferences, you're like on stage, at least one or two people are going to come on, and whether it was Fauci or Burks, and we're like, okay, we'll get some stuff out of this. And we're not getting that. Dr. Kara Chris is useless.
We're going to talk about her and why she needs to be replaced and who she should be replaced with in about 5 minutes. Because you're right. You were on that from the very beginning. I don't know what happened yesterday, because when we went to this press conference, we thought at least something was going to be done. He's basically turned into do-nothing Ducey. He's not doing anything. And
do nothing, Ducey.
I don't like that. But that's what people are telling me that he should teach a class in spin, because what I saw yesterday. No, I'm serious. What I saw yesterday was him trying to tell us that things were getting better, and then he tries to show us that he's doing something, but at the end of it, he's really doing nothing. And to tell people, I mean, in the middle of the press conference, that, you know, maybe a good idea should be you guys stay at home and watch Netflix.
Do you think Trump and him do that?
I just couldn't believe it.
They Netflix and chill?
I don't think so. but how in the world is that a plan? You've been asking Chad for a plan over and over and over and over again. And the plan is what?
We're asking you to stay home on the couch and watch Netflix.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I mean, the inaction from this man, the lack of leadership, the buddying up to Trump. I was really trusting Ducey a lot more by far than Trump. And most people trust their governor, no matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah.
Most people trust the person closer to them. And I don't see now a difference between Trump and Ducey, and that hurts me to say that.
They're on the same and it's not just Ducey, by the way, because I got hit a lot last night from people saying, you and Gatos are wrong. And I said, look, it's not just Ducey. There are a lot of governors that are on the right side of the aisle who are mimicking a lot of what Trump does, which is drive through it, say there's nothing to see here, talk about how low numbers, the death rates, which is fantastic, but we're talking about making sure our medical facilities can handle the issues that potentially are going to befall them over the next, say, 21 days. And yesterday, I thought he was going to do... here's the problem. I think he thinks, well, I've already missed the chance to do something. I should have done something 2-3 weeks ago. So at this point in time, let's just let it play itself out.
Say that again.
I think I think he thought, I should have done something 2-3 weeks ago. It's too late for that now, so the best thing I can do is just let it play itself out.
If I come out and try and clean up this mess, it makes me look like I failed.
Yeah.
The news in Arizona is so bad that facing the reality of things would mean acknowledging your failure.
Yeah. And also, I think he thinks, too, we may be grasping at straws.
Which means what?
We're trying to fix something where it's too far gone. You know, we're trying to save the leg. We can't save the leg anymore. You know, it's too late. We can't fix it. We've gone past it. And look, the death rate coming down. The chances of you getting this and dying from are very, very small if you're under the age of 70 and healthy. But it's about making sure we have all the necessary equipment we have. And I think the stuff he should have implemented 2-3-4 weeks ago, he didn't do. And because of that, I think he thinks it's too late. So you know what? Rather than do something, I'll just plan to move forward and say we're just going to pile through this.
Did you see what Governor Jan Brewer tweeted last night?
Same team, by the way.
Wow.
No Christmas cards, I think, this year.
I don't think so. I'm trying to find it. Here it is. So Governor Brewer, who joins us every Wednesday, this is what she tweeted out last night. So I stayed home tonight and watched Netflix. Caught up on Breaking Bad episode Half Measures. Ends with this great line, quote, "The moral of the story is I chose a half measure when I should have gone all the way. I'll never make that mistake again. No more half measures." And then it just shows a picture of Breaking Bad. You have a former governor on the same side, in a way, mocking the current governor, saying, hey, I guess what his reality is we should all stay at home and watch Netflix.
Yeah.
That's brutal. I mean, we could say what
if
we...
If that's your plan.
Wow.
Like, if he would have come out yesterday and said, look, guys, we have to live with this, and we need to expand some of these things to protect our hospitals and make sure that we have enough stuff. But the reality is, we're going to plow through this. This is just what is. Something that would be at least, okay, that's your plan. I think his thing is, whichever way it goes, he feels like, that's the way I wanted it to go.
Wow. Wow.
That's not a plan.
Well, and I've said this, we are all alone in this. You can't trust Washington. And by the way, if you're a Democrat, don't text me that you guys are doing anything either. You stink too. If you're Trump, you're the Democrats. If you're Ducey, we're alone in this. And it's not going to be fixed by any politician because they're not interested in fixing this.
Yeah.
All right. So stay home and watch Netflix. Coming up next.
Which I do already. So
I know. Already, I already do it. Seriously.
Maybe it's the Chad plan.
I love the Chad plan. If Ducey isn't up for the job, can the same be said for Dr. Kara Crist? You've been on this from day one saying she's not up to it. I'll go a step further, and I'll tell you who we should replace her with. That's coming up on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
Sitting there relaxing, all of a sudden he goes and calls Trump. Probably sounds like this.
Nothing you can do,
because
I'm stuck like glue to my guy. So you're saying
that's the ringtone.
This is Trump's ringtone when Ducey calls.
Yeah.
Stick together.
Yeah, that's it right there. Is that that little guy?
Who sings this? The Beatles?
Mary Wells. The Beatles, yeah. Mary Wells. Oh my goodness. Who's that again? Is that Mary? Is that Mary? Mary?
I mean, I've heard the song. I have no idea who that is, but I definitely know the song.
You don't know who Mary Wells is?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Becky Lynn, should I know who Mary Wells is?
She's saying my guy.
Oh, geez, Becky Lynn. our friend Broomhead had the.
Yeah, she was super Motown, by the way, for those who are not keeping score.
Our friend Mike Broomhead had Dr. Kara Crist on today.
Boy, I bet that was riveting conversation.
It's funny because he calls me this morning. He goes, Gatos, you know, and he's got that throaty voice. I don't know if you could do his voice.
Gatos.
Hey.
Gatos, guess who's going to come on the club?
Instead of you coming on, Gatos, at 8:45 for your big cue. Can you do 8:30 because, you know, I've got Chris
Dr.
coming
Dr. Kara Crist. Right. She's going to come on.
And I said, okay, I'll blast the governor and Crist right before she comes on. That sounds great for me.
You're going to love it.
So I went on with Broomhead at 8:30, and then I purposely did not listen. Sorry, Mike, but I was still angry from yesterday of Ducey announcing that he's not taking any action on COVID. So we went through some of the clips. Dr. Kara Crist.
We're seeing some encouraging signs.
Where?
So what we're starting to see is a decrease.
Where?
In the percent of new cases.
You think that's true?
No.
I don't think so either.
Each week. So over the last few weeks, we've had a decline in the percent growth.
Probably not true. Wow, I thought we were 1 in 4.
Here, though, is the issue. What I'm hearing, not just from, you know, like QAnon and any of these weird things.
Oh, gosh.
That a lot of people are saying they're not testing people that aren't symptomatic. They are testing the people that they believe that have the symptoms and are showing some signs. So if that's true, which, you know, no reason to believe that some places aren't just doing that, well, then what do you have? You're gonna be testing the people that you know are already sick, so your numbers should be up.
Let's be really honest about Dr. Kara Crist. She is a smart woman. No, I mean, she is.
No, listen, she is. Look, I'm not saying she's stupid.
There's no question about it.
No.
Smart woman. Very smart. Well-educated. Knows a lot about stuff we have no clue about. Here's the problem. Zero self-confidence and zero ability to tell the governor you're making the wrong move. So I think she should be replaced. And I'll tell you exactly who I would replace him with. I would replace him with Richard Carmona. You know who he is. We've had him on the show before.
Yeah, former Surgeon General.
Former Surgeon General for W. At the White House. He is an Arizona guy. He is helping the University of Arizona figure out how to get the kids there. Bring him in, bail us out.
It's not a bad idea.
If Governor Ducey were to do this is what he has to do. Governor Ducey should ask.
At least bring him on.
Bring him on the team. Ask him to be on the team. And the governor, he could win, too, by saying, listen, I want to do what's right. I need another expert.
What about Will Humble?
You can bring Will. You could, but he's a little bit more outspoken. So
I don't know if you do it. You need some of those.
Well, Will Humble.
Because we got the opposite right now.
No, I know. But Will Humble.
Is anything but.
Dr. Kara Chris took over for Will Humble.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, bringing in your predecessor to fix the mess. Hey, I would do it, but I don't think that's a possibility. I think what is a possibility is you've got a former Surgeon General that lives in Arizona and is working with the U of A. If you're Ducey, call him and bail yourself out and look smart. Because you know what we need? We need this. Do you know how Dr. Richard Carmona left the White House with W? Do you know the story?
No.
The story is this. He told the White House, hey, I have proof. Secondhand smoke is deadly. The White House said, no, we're going to water it down. Here's what you wrote. Here's all the X's and the crossouts. This is what you're going with. And he walked out of the White House. That's who we need.
Yeah.
That's who Arizona needs. The worst place on the planet for COVID. We need the governor to do what he did a couple weeks ago, where I give him some credit. He gave the mayors the job and said, if you want masks, go ahead. He wasn't strong enough to do it himself, but at least he was smart enough to say, I'll let the mayors do it. What he needs to do now, you want to keep Crist on? Fine. You need to bring on someone who is going to get in your face and tell you what you're doing is wrong and is going to push you. And that is a man named Dr. Richard Carmona. Go and Google him.
Google him, said Rosie O'Donnell. Google it.
So
I've been calling for... Bring people in and start to do this in a way where you can't. Well, we're not on MSNBC every 5 minutes talking about how bad it is here,
right,
as opposed to how good we're doing. Bring other people in and you handle the stuff that you're great at. Sometimes in life, you've got to realize, I got to hand this off to other people.
I'm not good enough on this. Yeah. I'm going to step aside and let somebody else kind of run the show.
I'll be the final voice because it is my say,
yeah,
but I need other input, and the input he's getting right now is minimal.
Yeah. All right, we'll talk more about yesterday's press conference where Ducey announced he's not taking any action on COVID. Coming up next, can Arizona teachers be forced to return to school during a pandemic? If the answer is yes, will they walk out? Ooh. It's coming up, the Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
The Gatos and Chad Show, afternoons.
I've got a relationship with the president. When there's a need in Arizona, I talk to him directly. We've had so much outreach personally from both the president and the vice president that I had to change the ringtone on my phone, and it rings, "Hail to the Chief."
Because I didn't want to...
I bet he's got a ringtone, old president, for...
Yeah, what would Trump's ringtone for Ducey be?
a little Randy Newman for you guys. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, baby. You've got a friend in me.
Oh.
You've got a friend in me.
They're not super best friends, are they?
Not yet. They want to be. Now, here's the thing. Are they friends with benefits?
I think so. I mean, if I need something, you know, like Trump's benefit with Ducey would be, get me Arizona, I need to win Arizona. Ducey's benefit with Trump is, get me a job if you get reelected.
See, here's the thing. I feel like Ducey would like a commitment in a relationship.
I see, yes.
And I believe that...
Trump is not that kind
Trump
of guy.
Trump is not into a commitment right now.
No.
It's a friends with benefits kind of thing. They're going to Netflix and chill, but he's not ready to make that. He's not ready to put a ring on it.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. One of the amazing things yesterday when Ducey held his press conference to announce that he's not taking any action on COVID was, you know, when you have the first 30 minutes,
yeah,
and he has prepared something to speak about for the first 30 minutes. And for the first 30 minutes, he said nothing about Arizona schools, which might actually be the single most important thing that he could have talked about yesterday. And the only way he talked about it is when the media said, did you forget about the teachers? Did you forget about the students? Did you forget that your BFF said, hey, you don't open schools on time, I'm going to pull funding? That's what Trump said. But Deuce said nothing for the first 30 minutes. The media, they were right. They called him on it. Here's the problem. Can you force teachers to return to school during a pandemic if they do not feel safe? We've been talking about kids and how to keep kids safe. Have we talked about teachers and how to keep them safe?
It's interesting. You know, you've got teachers who, and look, I think if you did it in such a way that, look, teachers understand that there's a risk, and because I think if you're going to send kids back to school, you've got to send them to school. I mean, you've got to allow them to be the kids, because I think anything other than that, it's going to be almost as bad as having them, you know, work from home, the distractions and the start stop. When you start something, even Fauci says, when we start it, we don't want to stop it. And I think there are younger teachers that would be willing to, I think, say, take a risk. Maybe even some older teachers who feel they're healthy when they look at all of the numbers, not just the media chaos, craziness, and, you know, scare you to death with a death sentence kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But in saying that, there's going to be some that don't want to. And the question's going to be, are you going to have a situation where you're going to have some strike, walk out, whatever you want to call it? Is that a possibility?
I think it is a possibility. I mean, I think that there are people that are working right now and are telling their bosses, I feel more comfortable doing my work from home. And a lot of bosses are saying, yeah, go ahead and do that. Well, are there going to be teachers that say, listen, I don't want to come into this school and get the coronavirus? There was a teacher who died this week. And she, from what I understand, she was... it was like a team teaching thing, an online summer school course, and she was in the same room with two other teachers. And they followed the CDC guidelines for social distancing. They sanitized. They wore the gloves and the masks. All three of the teachers tested positive for COVID, and one of them died. There are not any kids around. I mean, this is just three people in a classroom, and the kids aren't even there yet. And this woman's name, Kimberly Lopez Bird. She taught at Hayden Winkleman Unified School District for 30 years. Passed away in late June from COVID. And I think you look at that and you say, okay.
But that's one of those things where you probably would say you're going to do online teaching if you want to teach. And if you're going to come in, understand the risk.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was there for 30 years. I don't think she was 30 or 25.
No.
Sounds like she was much older.
Probably
so
in her 50s.
Underlying conditions. Don't know what any of those things are. So those are questions you have to ask. If you have a 25-year-old, would your wife, being now an ex-teacher, would she have gone back? She's in good health. Would she, if they said to open it up, would she have taken that risk, you think?
I don't know. I know that she had enough after 26 years and planned to retire at the end of this year.
Which had nothing to do with COVID, by the way.
She had enough
of the kids, not the COVID.
That's right. And so she knows germs. She knows kids throwing up. She knows kids coming in with the flu. And, you know, her immune system is, you know,
she probably has what a lot of people talk about, the T-cell immunity, which is you're exposed to so many things that you build up a certain amount of immunity to certain stuff. It makes it harder for you to catch things.
Well, I don't know if I told you this, but when we first got married and we moved in to our new house and the kids moved in and they were in high school, the first week, because remember me, a bachelor, never living with anybody, right? First week, I got the flu after getting a flu shot. First time in 20 years I had the flu. I got the flu and pneumonia for the first time. So you want to talk about that Petri dish? It hit my immune system from kids, you know, kids being in high school, bringing crap home. My wife being a teacher, bringing stuff home, I got whacked. I got whacked hard. I was out for a couple weeks here at the radio station. I got hit with both the flu and pneumonia. And, I mean, the last time I got the flu, I was in college, man. And I've never had pneumonia until then. And I was wiped out. I was done. And so, you know, I know that my wife's immunity, she's got all that stuff. But I you know what we should do? Let's do this. 4 o'clock hour, let's bring in Monica Lindstrom.
Absolutely.
Because I think there's a question to be answered here. Can Arizona teachers be forced to return to school during a pandemic? And could they walk out? We went through the walkout before with Red for Ed. I mean, and there was a whole lot of legal stuff there.
Yeah, walkout, strike, walkout. Like, how does that work?
All right, coming up next. First, the gyms, now the bars. Ducey better have a good lawyer. That's coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, get the app, folks. Get the app.
Why are you dancing while you tell people to get the app?
Because I want them to get the app. Get the app. What do you think of that? Go get the app.
Your arms are flailing.
I'm rocking out. Quinn's rocking out. Pablo's rocking out. You know who's not walking around? You.
Me?
Yeah, you're like, why are you dancing?
Oh, no. I know my
place,
man.
Why are you dancing? What is it about your dancing that you're doing over there, young man?
I know not to do
that. Get off my lawn.
I know not to do that. I know what I'm good at and what I'm bad at. That's not one of the things
I just saw the funniest tweet. Speaking of get off my lawn,
yeah.
Somebody, Mike the cop, tweeted out, hey, yeah, maybe we should defund the police. And then maybe next time you can go over and tell your neighbors to turn down the music like a grown-up.
Yeah, nobody does that. Nobody confronts anybody anymore. It's we're going to call the police and we're going to let them handle every situation.
You know, those kids, when we'd have parties and they were really big and stuff, we'd go over to our neighbors and say, like, we're going to have a huge party. But about 10 o'clock, you guys can call the police. So they'll come and kick everybody out and we can start cleaning. And we don't look. We look like, oh, that sucks.
All right, we got the All Arizona Daily Download.
Daily Download.
Three biggest local stories of the day.
We'll be brought to you by, I'm going to say Parker and Sons.
I have no idea.
That's what I heard. Know.
Brought to you by Becky Lynn. It could be.
Becky Lynn's new hairdo.
That's right. Are the bars going to sue Governor Doug Ducey? He's had a wonderful week.
I don't think he has.
I know. He's had a terrible week. So that's the next thing. So the gyms, that lawsuit was settled. And now the bars are saying we're gonna sue Governor Ducey. I don't know how that actually is going to work because, you know, the crazy thing about the bars, that was supposed to be phase three.
We Can jumped straight to phase three.
Can you imagine that? We jumped from not even into phase one. Before we got to phase one, we jumped to phase three. Phase three was opening up the bars.
I couldn't tell you what phase two was.
I have no idea. I get it written down.
You know what it reminds me of? You know what
it
reminds me of? You ever go to one of those like fast food restaurants and you can either get a large or a small, but they don't have a medium. I felt like we started at the large
and we
said maybe we should go to medium. Oh, we don't have one of those.
I got it written down here somewhere, man. I'll tell you what, I'll find it.
I can't even remember what phase one was supposed to be.
Well, phase one was not opening the bars, but we did. And there was the loophole that said, well, if you serve food, great. So there are these bars that say, yeah, we could put out some chips. We could put a couple of things to dip out and some salsa.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then everybody can come and drink and get COVID.
If they want. Is that on the menu? My uncle went out the other day. Was it Ruby's or what are those?
Rubio's?
No. It's Luby's, one of the Texas barbecue things.
Oh, all right.
He said they were wearing the full like welder's mask,
awesome.
And it was outside.
Yeah.
And they had gloves on, like full gloves, full mask, and they had a mask and then that clear mask on, and you don't get a menu. They hold it up for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There are a lot of places that you can take your phone. And you go to take a picture.
Yeah.
And it's this little thing and it downloads the
little QR code and then
exact
downloads
QR code. Right. So I mean, yeah, there are places that are figuring it out, but so what are the bars going to say? There's no evidence that we spread COVID. I mean, is that the net? Because Ducey had to deal with the lawsuit for the last week with gyms. The only reason really the gyms sued him was because he treated them like they did everything wrong publicly shamed them, right? But I said it the other day, gyms, yeah, you should probably have the gyms closed down in Arizona, just like we should probably have the casinos shut down in Arizona. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it has to be right now, but we don't have a governor that wants to make a decision.
Aren't the casinos on sovereign land, though? Does that work a little bit different?
We shut them down before, didn't we?
I think it was more of an... It's a real weird, like, I'm not quite sure how that works. I mean, it's not like Oklahoma, where we woke up and found out that if you lived in one part of Oklahoma yesterday, now you live on...
That was weird. Now
you live on a reservation.
Yeah.
Tulsa is now part of Indian land.
Is that so?
Yeah.
That's
so
amazing.
Interesting. Could you imagine that?
So next week, we'll deal with the bars against Ducey. We'll see if he picks up another win in court. Because, by the way, that's the only places he's winning.
He's not winning anywhere
else.
He's winning at home. Netflix and chilling.
Oh, geez. All Arizona Daily Download next.